included a soul in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon us all. God hath included a soul in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon us all. Wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, and who his counselor, who has first given to him that it should be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things.
That's the glory that we want to think about and ponder in these coming days. This is Mystery of Israel Radio, and I'm Tom Quinlan, your host. And our goal, our purpose over the coming weeks and months is to think about the God who is jealous for all of his people. The God who is a jealous God, a burning, a consuming fire, he says. And so I want to take a few minutes today to just to look at the passage in Romans chapter 11 that talks about this mystery and the kind of ultimate things, the kind of end of the age type things that Paul is letting us know about. So if you have your Bible, open it up and let's turn to Romans chapter 11, verse 25. And he says, I would not, brethren, or I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, unless you be puffed up, conceited, even over the very things of God, even over you coming into this new covenant, this sure, solid covenant based on the blood of Messiah, the blood of Christ. I don't want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brethren, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, right now they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. Well, that's verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The things God has promised, the things that God has said are going to come to pass, will come to pass. concerning the nation of Israel, concerning Paul's kinsmen according to the flesh. It says in Romans chapter 9, verse 2 or 3. For as you, verse 30, in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. And that's where it says, for God hath concluded all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. And so that's the burden of my heart, is that we might consider this fullness that is being spoken of here in Romans 11, verse 25, the second part. Blindness in part is happened to Israel until, for a time that's going to end, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Now, is that just a number, like it says in some translations, until the full number of the Gentiles come in? Or is it a quality of something, a quality of fullness? I want to turn to the book of Ephesians and just look at the fullness that Paul talks about there. In two chapters, just a quick few verses from Ephesians chapter 3 and Ephesians chapter 4. He says at the end of 3, and he's praying for you, he's praying for me. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 14. That, verse 16, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ, that Israel's Messiah, may dwell in your hearts by faith. Verse 19. That you would know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow. Listen to this in chapter 4, verse 11. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until, there's again a great until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness, there's that word again, the fullness, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Wow, what a high calling this is. So I want to back up just a little bit in Romans chapter 11 and just read. This is what Paul is talking about here is the very climax of this age, the age in which that ends with the return of Christ, that ends with the resurrection of the dead, the rapture, and the return of Christ. And we could turn to 1 Thessalonians, where it mentioned those three things in the same breath. There's another thing that is tied into the resurrection of the dead here in Romans chapter 11. So if you're still with me there, I want you to turn to 11:11. And Paul asks a question and he says, have they, Israel, stumbled that they should fall? Have the promises that God made to the nation of Israel, to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are those promises that Israel would come to a place where their Messiah is ruling and reigning over the entire earth from Jerusalem. Is that promise gone now that they missed it? And Paul's answer is, God forbid. But rather, through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, unto you. For the purpose of provoking them to jealousy. And if the fall of them, verse 12, be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them be the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? I'm speaking to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh. He calls them my kinsmen according to the flesh in Romans chapter 9. And might save some of them. Verse 15, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, if their being broken off means salvation to the Gentiles, to you, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? And so over the coming weeks and months, we want to explore and see how all these things fit together. The fullness of the Gentiles, the fullness of Israel. I want to read one more verse to you, and then we'll wrap it up until next time. This goes back into the book of Deuteronomy, in chapter 32, the Song of Moses. Part of what we're saying here is how serious God is about having His image, His likeness and image being written on our hearts. He will not stop at anything. He is going to shake everything that can be shaken. So Deuteronomy 32, verse 21, and this is God speaking. He says, they, Israel, have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, their worthless idols. I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. And I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation. This is talking about the Gentile believer in Christ. And we're going to explore that. We're going to ponder that. And God willing, He's going to bring us to that fullness, that somehow His Spirit in us might provoke them to jealousy. We'll see you next time.